Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or good morning, or whatever the case may be, and welcome to the debut edition of Dockside at the Bay. My name is Vinny, and this is going to be the very first episode of this podcast. It's also going to be on YouTube. It's going to be uploaded to YouTube video, and it's also going to be set up released on the podcast as well. It's going to be on the Suds and Squirt Circle feed. Just to make sure that everything stays together until it gets its own following, and then perhaps zipping it off into its own feed. Whatever the case may be, welcome to this new Suds Media production, Dockside at the Bay. All right. Kind of want to get a few things off. First of all, I want to thank everybody for watching this debut edition and debut episode, or downloading it and listening to it, whatever the case may be. I want to thank everybody for, first of all, I want to actually send some condolences out to James Lott Jr., who lost two family members in one day. Not to get anything too personal, but I want to send my condolences out to him. He's been pretty vocal, pretty public with it on X. But again, all condolences and love to him as well. Sorry to start this podcast or this episode, the series on a down note, but you know what? James Lott Jr. has been a friend and a mentor to me. So I want to at least acknowledge and send all my love and condolences to him as he goes through this challenging time. Also, for those of you who are followers of Suds in the Squared Circle, we are officially affiliates of WWEshop.com. So go on to sudsandsquaredcircle.com/wrestlingmerch, and that brings you directly to the affiliate link and helps us out as we produce more and more content for you, just like this show, Dockside at the Bay. All right, and I want to thank the folks who run the Bay, the Series X account, who put me on to where to actually begin. I was actually going to start with episode one, season one on Peacock. But they actually told me and said you should start at the Bay, the beginning, which is on Tubi TV, Amazon Prime, as well as Apple TV. And that's what we're going to start with. So episode one of the Bay, the beginning, and that you can find on Tubi TV. This was done in 2021. So it's kind of like the prequel. And it looks like it was actually recorded beforehand. It's still got the ensemble cast as Sarah Beth Evans, I'm sorry, Mary Beth Evans as Sarah Garrett. Tristan Rogers is still Lex, the commissioner of the police, Bay City Police Department, BCPD. Now, if I ever get confused and call it PCPD, it's because Port Charles, Police Department, Bay City, and BCPC, it's a possibility. But the BCPD, Charles Shaughnessy is in it as well. He is, I believe, the captain of the Bay City Police Department. And it looks like it's pretty much the same cast for the most part, with the exception of Lee Nelson, who's actually in the series. It's not the young Lee Nelson, which is played by the guy that plays Brady on Days of Our Lives. Oh, for Pete's sakes, I can't remember the name. Let's see. That's when I call, hey, Google. in the Bay. And let's see. Here we go. Eric Martzoff. Duh. He's the one that plays young Lee Nelson in the Bay. But on the Bay, the beginning. Let's see. And that is, it doesn't say. Oh, Joe Lando. Well, that may be him. So that's where it is. So Eric Martzoff does young Lee Nelson on the Bay, the actual series, but this one has a different character, different actor playing Lee Nelson. And so we actually start out with almost like a documentary style of episode, where you have the different characters of Sarah Garrett, Brian Garrett, Pete Garrett, and Marley Garrett, the Garrett family, which we all know that the premise of the Bay is the Garretts run everything in Bay City, starting with Red Garrett, That's the whole premise for the Bay of who, of the fact that he was murdered. He started everything that the family is, and he, so we actually start with Liana and Janice in a car, or we actually start with Zoe and Brian arguing. Brian said he had to go check on his family. So they're engaged, and something happened at the party, basically the engagement party. There was a, they were talking about a terrorist coming in, strapped with a bomb to him, who happens to be Igor. In the beginning, it says that Igor was somebody that Brian had hired as kind of like a bar backer or somebody to help out in the bar. And during this scuffle, Pete ended up having a seizure from drug use. Seems like what happened at on Days of Our Lives not too long ago. So kind of everything ties in together. Why should I, be surprised? But so he has a seizure at the party, and during that, I guess Lex gets shot. At least that's from what I get from Charles Shaughnessy's character. And then in the car, Liana wants to go to the hospital to check on Pete. Okay. If you watch The Bay, the series, they allude to the fact that Pete and Liana dated at one point in time during high school. This is obviously that time where Liana and Pete are both heavy into drugs. And, Liana wants to go check in. Janice still has her vendetta with Sarah. I hope we could kind of get into the why of that, because I'm not exactly sure as to why they don't like each other. But Janice and Liana are driving home. Janice is driving Liana home. Liana wants to go to the hospital. They get into an argument because Janice does not want to bring her to the hospital, and Liana wanted to go ahead and go check on Pete. However, after an argument, and Janice actually slaps Liana in the face and says, "Wake up, I'm not bringing you there. You shouldn't be with this guy. He's a bad influence on you." And at that point, Liana gets out of the car. Seriously, she first of all, she's upset, she's emotional, and when your mother doesn't like your relationship, so at that point, she just slap, she gets out of the car. She runs out, and Janice is trying to find out what the hell is going on. We do see a part where Liana runs home. She goes to find a knife. And that's all we see of that until later on. Janice comes home, is looking for Liana. She sees her diary open, and she basically picks up the diary, starts reading. She's upset. The next scene, we see Will, who's driving, just and sees Liana walking, upset. It looks like she's kind of stumbling a little bit. He drives past her, and he sees she's holding her wrists. Liana slit her wrists, who tried to kill herself, for whatever the reason is. We'll get to the bottom of that, I'm sure. Obviously, because she's upset about the fact that she couldn't see Pete, and Pete was having a seizure, and thinks, maybe thinks the worst, maybe thinks there was an OD, and he died. So we'll have to see how that plays out and what the reason is. Will she get that? Obviously, she does live. For those of you who are battling depression and suicidal thoughts and everything, get help. There is help out there. Sorry about that. Forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. There is help out there. So, get the help you need, especially if you're feeling that you're in too deep. So Igor obviously strapped a bomb to himself to get into the party, and threaten Brian. Brian makes it seem like Igor is kind of obsessed with him and he's in love with him. I don't know the premise of that. We're gonna have to get into that a little bit more. I did find it kind of interesting that Marley doesn't talk to Sarah. In the little interviews beforehand, Marley says, Martha Madison is back as Marley, And she says, I don't talk to my mom. Sarah's at Pete's bedside, but he doesn't remember her. He doesn't, he thinks that Claire, you know, what I found interesting was during in the interviews, Peter said that, you know, his mom had gotten amnesia, put him up for adoption. And, you know, that's where this whole thing comes in, right? So he was raised by someone other than Sarah Garrett. And when Sarah's at his bedside, after when Pete wakes up from the seizure, he says, "Who are you? You know, you're not my mom. Where's Claire?" You know, and he starts really fighting. Ray Al Andrews is back as a doctor, so he comes in and is like, "What's going on in here?" I guess Pete doesn't remember when Sarah kind of came up to him and came out to him and said, "You know, you're my son. Here's the deal. Here's what happened." And they both ask him, like, "Do you not remember?" And then, you know, kind of tying the entire first episode together, we see somebody. First of all, we see Brian come in. He leaves Zoe wherever they were. He takes the car, tells Zoe to get to the taxi. I think they were outside of whatever restaurant they were at for the party that the engagement party that they were having. Okay, so he takes the car under the guise that he has to go check on his, you know, his brother, his family. Instead, we see him kind of abduct and attack Isabella, who's Charles Shaughnessy's daughter. And I forgive me, I didn't catch Charles Shaughnessy's name. That I will have to Google as well. Let me do that right now. Charles Shaughnessy. The Bay. And what's his character's name? He's a Baron. I didn't realize he was a Baron. Charles Shaughnessy, the Bay, the Bay, the Bay. There we go. It doesn't even say. Come on. Oh, he'll be playing role. Elliot Sanders. So the Bay, Charles Shaughnessy, Elliot Sanders. So Elliot's daughter, Isabella, finds a box outside. We see that that's why she called him while he was interviewing Brian. We go ahead and we see that Brian gets over to Isabella's house before Elliot does. And he abducts her. He pulls her out of the house. We don't know what it is, but then we see him inside the house with a leather jacket, with gloves on, going through the box that was left, had a sweater in it. Again, I don't know the premise behind it, and it'll obviously come out as to what the problem is. So that's pretty much it for season one. They're only half hour episodes. So for up until we get into more, it's honestly going to be short videos right now. I am looking for a co-host. I believe I might have had one. I am into kind of talking to her and chatting with her later on today. Today is Thursday, the 18th of January, 2024. I am going to post this onto YouTube and the podcast platform today. That's going to be, you know, hopefully by the next episode, I will have a co-host for this show, and we will set up a live time frame. Suds in the Squared Circle, the Suds News, the main show is going to stay Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern. This is going to stay recorded for right now until we get into a groove and find a consistent time, if we can, to do live episodes. But again, this is the debut episode, the premiere episode of Dockside at the Bay. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. I will do episode two as soon as I can. And maybe by then I'll have a co-host. Again, thank you all for watching. Go ahead to Suds and the Squared Circle on YouTube, which is youtube.com/@SudsandTheSquaredCircle. Follow on Twitter, follow on Instagram, follow on Facebook, like and follow on Facebook, follow on Twix or X, whatever you want to call it this week. Subscribe, get notified, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Actually, there's no more Google Podcasts, but Spotify. We are on every podcast platform there is. But for all information, go to sudsandsquirtcircle.com. And again, you can find our affiliate link for WWE Shop as well, sudsandsquirtcircle.com/wrestling merch. Buy our merch, sudsquarecircle.threadless.com. But again, everything you need, go to sudsandsquirtcircle.com. That is our official website. All the podcasts are there. All the video feed is there. All the links as well are there. You could sign up to become a an interview, a fan. I could leave reviews there as well. Give us a 5-star review. We want to thank you all for watching and listening. And the next time the wind blows at the bay, we'll be sitting dockside. Have a great day, everybody.